Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Plague recently confirmed in a Wyoming pet. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Laboratory testing completed last week has recently confirmed plague in a Fremont County cat, according to the press release from the Wyoming Department of Health. The Lander area cat is an indoor-outdoor pet known to hunt rodents, is currently being treated for the disease. While no human illnesses were associated with the current Fremont County situation, Wyoming Department of Health reported a human case of pneumonic plague in a Fremont County individual with exposure to a sick cat that was outdoors in September 2021. According to the CDC, during 2011 to 2020, there was an average of 6 human plague cases each year in the United States. Quote, plague is a serious bacterial infection that can be deadly for pets and people if not treated as soon as possible with antibiotics, said Dr. Emily Curran, state public health veterinarian with the Wyoming Department of Health. Quote, the disease can be passed to humans from ill animals and by fleas coming from infected animals. We are letting people know of the potential threat in the cat's home area, as well as offering a reminder about plague to people across the state. Quote, while the disease is rare in humans, plague occurs naturally in the western United States in areas where rodents and their fleas become infected, Curran said. It is safe to assume a risk for plague exists all around our state. Plague symptoms in pets can include enlarged lymph glands, swelling in the neck, face, or around the ears, fever, chills, lack of energy, coughing, vomiting, diarrhea, and dehydration. Plague symptoms in people can include fever, swollen and tender lymph glands, extreme exhaustion, headache, chills, coughing, difficulty breathing, abdominal pain, vomiting, and diarrhea. People who are ill should seek professional medical attention. For more information about plague, go to the CDC website at cdc.gov/plague. Rec Center offers camp to learn how to skateboard. The Campbell County Recreation Center is offering a skateboard day camp this Friday, July 28th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the skate park. In this one-day camp, beginners will learn skateboard mechanics and basic riding skills such as balance, carving, riding transitions, and dropping in. More advanced skaters will work on grinds, ollies, and airs. All participants will be educated on skateboard safety. Campers must provide a helmet to wear during camp. A skateboard valued at $50 from Prime Time will be given to each camper, with pizza and drinks being served for lunch. Meet at the skate park at 11 a.m. and all participants must be picked up by 2 p.m. The fee for the skate camp is $50 per person, and you can register online or in person at the Rec Center. For more information, contact Emily Moore at the Rec Center at 682-8527. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.